This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. A year ago today, two bicyclists were killed in separate crashes on the same evening in San Francisco. Bike advocates were outraged. Afterwards, some wrote angry letters to city officials demanding safer streets for bikers, and a few activists decided to take matters into their own hands. KALW's Eli Wertschafter brings us the story of an anonymous group installing renegade safety infrastructure on San Francisco streets.
It's a sunny Friday afternoon. Three guys riding bicycles meet on a corner in downtown San Francisco, and they disguise themselves as city employees. Sort of.
Well, we only have two safety vests at the moment, so whoever wants one.
The guy with the safety vest is wearing a striped V-neck t-shirt and red plastic sunglasses. The yellow vest makes him look only slightly more official.
It's really just for the presumed legitimacy.
If it wasn't obvious already, these three bikers don't work for the SFMTA, the city's municipal transportation agency. Instead, they're anonymous members of a vigilante group, the San Francisco Municipal Transformation Agency, or the SFMTRA.
And we take action on the street where we don't feel like the city is moving fast enough or being aggressive enough to prevent pedestrian and bicycle injuries and deaths.
Changing streets can take years. And while the city keeps adding and improving bike lanes, drivers often go over the line. So the SFMTRA comes in to make the divide more visible. Today they're installing white safety posts, those flexible plastic sticks you see at the edge of some bike lanes.
While I was waiting here, Uber dropped off a passenger by double parking in the bike lane because paint doesn't keep cars out of these bike lanes.
The city has built safety posts on 9 miles of bike lanes. But the SFMTRA says that's not enough. Take the spot where we're standing. The group chose it for today's action because of an email they received.
So the original email said, "Can I give you money to put up posts on the new quote-unquote protected lanes on 7th and 8th and Soma? Let me know how much you need."
The three guys hold a quick planning session. They consider car doors and wheelchair access.
I think as long as it's on the corner or the edge where it's not blocking a door opening, but still leaving a clear path, there should be no accessibility issues.
And then they get to work. Each post takes only a couple minutes. A vigilante who uses the alias Cone Guy kneels down next to the bike lane.
All right, so we've got the black base here. I'm gonna take the paper off of this sticky butyl pad.
Imagine double-sided sticky tape, but industrial grade.
It feels like sticky tar.
Cone Guy glues the pad onto the street,
sort of stomp on it a bit,
presses the base on top and stomps on that, and attaches a white plastic post. Another member adds a sticker with the SFMTRA Twitter handle.
Just so people know that they're ours, and in general, a lot of people, when you just look at these, can never tell whether they're the city or us.
They say in a year of doing this, they've never been bothered by police. Today, only one person says anything to them while they're working. A man walking by named Aaron Muzalski turns out to be one of their fans on Twitter.
I didn't realize that the process would be quite so professional. This is awesome. Really good work.
The one who goes by Cone Guy says the members of SFMTRA tried to work within the system, and still do.
We make public comment, we write letters, we send emails, we fill out all the surveys. We've been doing all these things for years and years, and we see very slow, very incremental changes. People wanted a way to actually do something that felt productive.
After two bicyclists died on the same day in June 2016, he says he just felt helpless. A few days later, he saw some orange cones lying on the sidewalk in his neighborhood.
As I was waiting to cross the street, I was like, you know what, why not? Grabbed them and stuck them on the edge of the bike lane and took a picture.
And he posted it to a Twitter account for a new, shadowy organization, the San Francisco Municipal Transformation Agency. He modeled it after similar groups in Boston, New York, and Portland. Soon, other safety activists got involved. They used white duct tape to mark off crosswalks. But mainly, they drew attention to unprotected bike lanes, using lines of big orange cones.
Visually, they make a nice symbol, but they're extremely heavy and you can't affix them down.
They wanted to try something more permanent. Using money they raised online, the group was able to buy official safety posts and attach them to the pavement. Cone Guy says they're the only renegade group in the country that does this on a large scale.
We want to put pressure on city officials who can actually make real changes.
The official response has been mixed. The city's transportation agency, the real SFMTA, usually gets rid of the unauthorized bike posts after a couple days. But in October 2016, the vigilantes had a surprising victory. The SFMTA announced that a set of their posts in Golden Gate Park could stay until the city could replace them with their own.
We saw that they had a great idea and we wanted to build on that, so we put some SafeHit posts there.
SFMTA spokesman Ben Jose says in that case, a permanent fix made sense. But in general, illegal bike posts are a liability for the city, he says. What if one of them fell over?
Let's say someone tripped over it or someone rode over it and they got into a crash. Who's liable for that?
Jose says the city is planning 92 miles of bikeway projects over the next 4 years. But of course, those projects will follow the city's long process of design and outreach. Jose says that's how everyone who uses the street gets a chance to weigh in. But SFMTRA member and longtime activist Madeline Savitt doesn't see it that way. By the way, she was the only member who didn't mind using her name. Savitt says after all that community feedback, San Francisco often does too little, too late.
There's just far too much inertia in the city.
For example, on Turk Street, where plans for a protected bike lane were recently withdrawn after concerns from the fire department.
Nothing has been done. And what they say they're going to do, who knows when, is a shadow of what the original proposal was.
And Savitt says the SFMTRA gets the city's attention.
You know how they talk about diplomacy always being a combination of carrot and stick? This city responds more to stick and shame.
When they started a year ago, the Municipal Transformation Agency was just a handful of people trying to embarrass the city on Twitter. Now they're a real force in city bike politics. Recently, they're lending their support to an even more visible kind of action, human bike lanes. Valencia in the Mission is one of the city's most dangerous streets for bikers. On an afternoon in May, about 40 people in yellow shirts are standing on the painted edge of the bike lane, like human traffic cones. They're demanding better protection for the bike lane. Maureen Persico, the one with the cowbell, came up with the idea.
Putting our physical bodies literally on the line, the bike lane line, to say this is important. This is a matter of life and death.
Officially, this is not an SFMTRA event, but Persico asked them to help. Cone Guy is here, and the group printed the yellow t-shirts that everyone's wearing.
Cars are driving much slower right now.
And some higher-ups in the city are paying attention, too. After two protests on Valencia, the local San Francisco supervisors said the city should explore making this a protected bike lane.
Eyes on the line! There we go!
In the Mission, I'm Eli Wirtschafter for Cross Currents.